Welcome to the Scout Sunday Podcast, your weekly source for scouting news, viewpoints, training ideas, and a variety of other topics. I'll be your host, Kyle Peters. I'm an Eagle Scout, Scoutmaster, Council Chaplain, and generally enthusiastic scouter. Join me and some of my friends occasionally in conversations that lead us down the trail to Eagle and beyond. To the Scout Sunday Podcast. I am Scouter Kyle, and we're going to continue our series on the pre-course sessions for Wood Badge with pre-course session number 3, the patrol method. Now, the patrol method, this is a great one. This is one of my favorite topics in scouting, and not only is it this one, I think, going to be essential, obviously, for those planning to go to Wood Badge, but hopefully we cover some really good information that every scout leader and every scout can benefit from, because the patrol method is the way to run a troop. So I'm going to remind you again, I'm going to do a lot of reading from the course curriculum for these pre-course classes, pre-course sessions. And then I'll throw in my own commentary. I apologize, but what I'm doing is trying to not miss anything that is essential to the pre-course session, but to add it in. Now, if you're interested, you can also take these courses online. You can go to my.scouting.org, and you can log in. When you go into the training tab, what I have found, it's kind of weird. There's a little something happening on the website. If you type into the search bar the term or the word wood, like what a tree is made of, if you type in wood and hit enter, then these pre-course sessions will pop up. If you type in wood badge, whether you have the space or you don't, there should be a space, it will not find it. Why? I don't know. I couldn't tell you, but that's the way this thing is working in there. So you can go in there, you can watch the slides go past and hear the same content. Probably not as interesting, right? Because I'm way cooler than those slides. I'm positive of this. And and also you can play me at double speed, and everyone sounds more intelligent at double speed. So without any further ado, let's get into pre-course session number 3, the patrol method. The course objectives for this course are to explain the foundational ideas behind the patrol method, understand patrols are a method of scouting, learn the function of patrols in the Wood Badge course. All right. In his book from 1908, Scouting for Boys, the founder of the scouting movement, Robert Baden-Powell, described many of his ideas for conducting scouting. One of them is the patrol method. In fact, he said, in all cases, I would strongly commend the patrol system. That is, small permanent groups, each under responsible charge of a leading boy, as the great step to progress. That was a quote. That was a recording of Baden-Powell. That was not me trying to pretend to be British. No, not at all. He further described the patrol by writing, I won't do it to you anymore, I promise. He further described the patrol by writing, each scout troop consists of 2 or more patrols of 6 to 8 boys. The main object of the patrol system is to give real responsibility to as many boys as possible. It leads each boy to see that he has some individual responsibility for the good of his patrol. It leads each patrol to see that it has a definite responsibility for the good of the troop. Though the patrol system, through the patrol system, the scouts learn that they have considerable say in what their troop does. Each patrol chooses a boy as leader. He is called the patrol leader. The scoutmaster expects a great deal from the patrol leader and leaves him a free hand to carry out the work in the patrol. The patrol leader selects another boy to be second in command. This boy is called second or assistant patrol leader. The patrol leader is responsible for the efficiency and smartness of his patrol. The scouts in this patrol obey his orders, not from fear of punishment, as is often the case in military discipline, but because they are a team playing together and back up their leader for the honor and success of the patrol. All right, so that was the whole quote. That was a long one, but that was all a quote from him. While many things in Scouting America have changed since Baden-Powell wrote this in 1908, change the word boy to scout or youth, and the core fundamentals of the patrol system remain the same. I couldn't agree more. When Baden-Powell started this and wrote Scouting for Boys, obviously it was geared towards boys, and a few years back in 2019, Scouting America, as it is now known, it is still the Boy Scouts of America doing business as Scouting America. The Boy Scouts of America, though, in 2019, duplicated the program for girls to participate. And now we are moving in a direction of having boys and girls in the same troop, and I think it's fantastic. That aside, these are youth. They're scouts. And this patrol method allows for some great leadership, but what it's really doing, that leadership is allowing them to take control of their own destiny a little bit. Actually, not even a little bit, kind of a lot. Kind of a lot. If you're doing it right, they actually can do a lot for themselves. And the more we let them do that and give them a safe place to try these things and to kind of stretch their wings, as it were, I think the more we will be surprised at how much they accomplish. Captain Roland Phillips, an early scout commissioner in England who helped Baden-Powell develop scouting, wrote in his book, The Patrol System, quote, "It is necessary to point out at the start that the patrol system is not one method in which scouting for boys can be carried out, but that it is the only method." And that's the end of his quote. Indeed, we've heard this many times. I've probably said it on this podcast a few times. Scouting isn't just one way to do scout, or the patrol method isn't just one way to do scouting. It is the only way to do scouting. All right. Patrols are one of the eight methods of scouting of Scouts BSA. Similarly, dens are one of the seven methods of Cub Scouting. The patrol method allows scouts to interact in a small group outside the larger troop or pack context. Working together as a team and sharing the responsibility of making their patrol a success. Members help each other learn. Assigned roles and duty rosters help divide the tasks, share responsibilities, and give each scout an opportunity to lead. A patrol takes pride in its identity, and the members strive to make their patrol the best it can be. The patrol leader leads the patrol. Patrol leaders are led by the senior patrol leader. This leadership role gives the senior patrol leader and patrol leaders an opportunity to build confidence. Adults serve as advisors to the youth leaders and help ensure scouting is safe. So it's youth-led and adult-guided. All right, youth-led, adult-guided. We adults are the advisors, the guides to the youth leaders. We are not the leaders of the troop. And to be quite frank, giving that up, that leadership, and giving up that dictatorial capability, quite frankly. That's the hardest thing I think most adults face when becoming scout leaders, is letting the scouts take the lead. In Cub Scouts, it's a little different, right? Because they're super young, relatively speaking, and so the adults lead the program and the youth follow along. But in scouting, it is the exact opposite. The scouts are the ones who are in charge, and the adults are there to provide guidance. So what I've heard, something before we go on with this, complaint I've heard to this is that my scouts will only do the same camp out every month. You know, they'll never do anything new. Well, that's not entirely their fault. They only do what they know to do or know what they can do. And it is up to us adult leaders to research and interject new ideas and bring forth new possibilities and inspire them. You know, for instance, cooking. Start eating as adults. And when they look over and they see you eating this great meal, maybe you've made Dutch oven lasagna on your camp out, and they're like, whoa, where'd you get that lasagna? I'm like, well, we made it. We made it right here in the Dutch oven. It was actually pretty easy. You know, the cleanup's not too bad. And we're eating great. And you with your beanie weenies over there, you know, hope you like those. Oh, did you want some of our lasagna? You know what? I think we might have a little bit extra. You know, and so you inspire them to ask the questions and to learn more. That doesn't mean you do it for them, though. All right, so let's bring this into Wood Badge, since that is the context of our talk here. The patrols in Wood Badge. In Wood Badge patrols, adults learn by playing the role of youth. They start the course in a den and later become patrols. In Wood Badge, patrol leaders and assistant patrol leaders are elected just like in a troop, a normal, conventional troop. We are modeling what a patrol feels like to our participants. They feel the same nervousness a new patrol leader feels. They might also have some challenges within the patrol to overcome. All of this is done under the careful watch of their troop guide, especially during day one and day two. Patrol leaders in Wood Badge will change more frequently than in a Scouts BSA troop to give the opportunity for leadership to as many participants as possible. Quick interjection there. Most troops, I'm finding, do elections every 6 months. Some do them every 12 months, but I think most do every 6 months they do elections. And so your patrol, let's say the Phoenix Patrol, might get a new patrol leader every 6 months, twice a year. And that gives a lot of experience to the scouts. Obviously, if we waited every 6 months in a Wood Badge course that lasts two weekends, then we wouldn't have any change. Nobody would, you know, one person would get the chance to be patrol leader. And so we change every day in Wood Badge. And so really, five to seven participants in a patrol is kind of ideal. It allows everybody to be patrol leader, and I know what you're saying, but there's 5 days, yes, and you will have one person who is the scribe that whole time, and one person who is the chaplain's aide that whole time. So everybody gets a leadership position at some point in time. So if you have five, somebody's going to pull double duty a couple times, that's all right, but if you have seven, everybody gets a job. And gets to experience being patrol leader, or they are a permanent leadership position of scribe or chaplain aide. Patrol names, oh boy, here we go. Patrol names are used as a way to identify the patrol and give the patrol identity. Being part of a patrol does not mean you become that patrol animal. There is a difference between a symbol unifying a patrol and becoming a patrol animal. Above all, patrols are modeling desired youth scout-like behavior and should be courteous and kind to other patrols regardless of their patrol animal. So, if you don't know, what this means is that you'll start out wood badge in a den, and you'll be den 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. And that's going to be your group, all right? That's going to be your patrol. Those people are going to be your patrol. And there's no correlation necessarily between the numbers and what critter or animal you're going to be assigned to for your patrol name. But when you cross over in Wood Badge at the end of night one or day one, you'll have a crossover ceremony and a blue and gold banquet and whatnot, and you will become a scout, from a Cub Scout to a scout, which means you'll move from a den to a patrol, and you'll get a critter. You'll get an animal to represent, to basically we're assigning you a patrol name, and we have a list of patrol names. And so, you know, we have Beaver and Bob White and Eagle and Fox and Owl and Bear and Antelope and Buffalo. I mixed up Buffalo and Antelope in their order, but that's not the point. So those are a tool that we use. Instead of saying, hey, Patrol 1, pick a name, we give it to you. And we have a list that we work from. And Patrol 1, just so you're aware, in one course, Patrol 1 may be the Beavers. In another, or Den 1, rather, may become the Beavers. In another course, Den 1 may become the Foxes. So don't try to game the system. Just roll with it. What happens a lot of times is that we get patrol pride. Let's go with that. Patrol pride. And so we start saying, hey, we're the Eagles. And, you know, the Eagles, we're the best birds around. And we eat Bob White's for breakfast. Well, that's not very nice, right? And a scout is kind. And so there's a tendency to kind of go in that direction. And we don't want that. We don't want to make things unkind or unscout-like. Now, can you have some patrol pride? Yes, I think you can. Not only can you, you should. Because we want our scouts to have patrol pride. But we also don't want them to hate on the other patrols. So that's what that's talking about. Just like in a, and I'm continuing the course here, just like in a real Scouts BSA troop, a conventional troop, patrols go through forming stages. There are a few ways patrols and Wood Badge begin to form patrol spirit and begin to work as a team. These include a patrol flag, a patrol cheer, and a patrol totem. Through this process, the patrol begins to form trust and may quickly work through the stages of team development. When patrol leaders change each day for Wood Badge, the dynamics of the patrol may change also, just like they do in a troop. From the Wood Badge Administration Manual, this is a long quote, and it's the remainder of this section here. Like scouting, critter costumes are meant to be fun. Critter customs are meant to be fun. However, critters should never become a course focus and under no circumstances a rationale for hazing, degeneration, or any inappropriate actions towards the property or person of fellow scouters and or others. The critter custom stems from Baden-Powell's simple desire to foster a sense of identity and spirit by using animal totems suitable to the outdoor experience of the scouts. Accordingly, time should not be devoted to collecting or displaying critter items, singing songs in which one critter devours or defeats another, or all others, or unnecessarily identifying others by their critter names. Instead, our efforts must be singularly dedicated to training, teaching, mentoring, educating, and, by our example, leading others. We are all part of the same team and the same movement. By focusing on our training mission, we will foster a spirit of servant leadership in the course. Yeah, that's kind of what I was just saying, right? And I think they're making a bigger deal out of this than really needs be, especially to potential participants. This a lot of times comes from the staff, to be quite frank, where the staff, we've been around a while and we've had fun with this and we joke with each other. As a new wood badger, you're not familiar with this yet. And so you don't know to make fun of the other patrols necessarily. So I think that's where the more of this focus needs to be. But for you future participants, and quite frankly, for any scouts that are listening to this segment as well, keep things scout-like. Be proud of your patrol. You know, my kids have the Phoenix Patrol, and they do cool stuff with it. They have fun with it. And they don't need to put anybody else down. They can just be, they can be themselves, and they can be proud of that, and that's enough. Patrol games. During Wood Badge, patrols participate in a number of games, some individually as a patrol, and others as part of the troop. Each of these games has a purpose in the delivery of the course. Help form patrol unity, build trust, help bonds form quickly. And Baden-Powell said it best himself, I think. Scouting is fun with a purpose. And when we play games that are fun with a purpose. And a big one of those purposes is forming together and building trust and unity and leadership. So let's just roll with that, right? You know, this is easy stuff. We play games, we have fun. There's a purpose to that. And, you know, so one thing that they said here that I do find interesting, they point out that some of these are meant for the patrol to build together, build unity together. And some of the games are meant to be played by the patrol, but to build unity with the rest of the troop as well. Because when we go to Wood Badge, we're emulating the ideal troop, right? When you're in the Owl Patrol, you're emulating the ideal patrol. But all the patrols are emulating the ideal troop, troop number one. All right, so let's review the objectives we had for this quick session. Explain the foundational ideas behind the patrol method. The patrol system has been essential to scouting since its initial design. It is one of the things that makes scouting successful and unique. Understand, patrols are a method of scouting. The patrol method allows scouts to interact in a small group outside the larger group or pack context, working together as a team and sharing the responsibility of making their patrol a success. Members help each other learn in this small group setting where learning is more effective. Assigned roles and duty rosters help divide the tasks, share responsibilities, and give every scout, or in this case, Wood Badger, an opportunity to learn leadership. Understand the function of patrols in the Wood Badge course. In a Wood Badge course, we have the opportunity to show our participants how the patrol method should be implemented in patrols in troops. We do this by modeling the patrol method in almost everything we do during the course. It also allows for many small group learning opportunities where participants and staff can share Wood Badge course concepts. All right. This is something I want to point out too. This last primary point. In there they said, we do this by modeling the patrol method in almost everything we do during the course. And as a participant, I want you to keep that in mind, that there is a lot of modeling happening and that the patrol method is being modeled to you. And this is slightly different for Cub Scout leaders, but it's for Cub Scout leaders and it's for Scout leaders, that you can look at this and as a Cub Scout leader, you can look at what's being modeled for you as the direction you're trying to grow your Cub Scouts toward. You are formulating their awesome little minds right now to be able to walk into a troop and participate, you know, to not feel weird, like the new little kid that doesn't know anything, that they can walk in there and be like, oh yeah, I recognize some of this. Maybe they don't know all the terms, all the names, all the people, all the who's who in the zoo, but they know enough to recognize what's happening and participate in it. And for you scout leaders, hopefully, as you do this, you say to yourself, you're self-analyzing, looking at your troop and asking, do we do this? Do we do the patrol method? Do we just do kind of the patrol method? Do we tell the scouts that they're in charge, but we show them through our actions that they're really not? How often does that happen? Probably more than we want it to. So we're modeling for you, and you're participating in the modeling during a Wood Badge class of how to properly take part and run a troop. And it's an awesome thing to see and do. One quick thing, this is not part of the curriculum. Let's see, do I have any more? Not really. One quick thing. For your actual, you know, conventional troop of scouts, there's a couple different ways to do patrols. And what you'll notice is in Wood Badge, everybody basically gets mixed into a big old bucket and we draw those names out of a hat and put people together. So they're mixed patrols. They're mixed, typically, they're mixed in gender. And right now, we're not supposed to do that. We'll see if that changes over time. But, you know, in Wood Badge, we're all adults, so we can act like adults, quite frankly. We can act like adults who are acting like children, and in the best ways possible. So we can mix genders and backgrounds and all those sorts of things. Some troops like to group together and say that, you know, once you make life or star, you might end up in this patrol. And we have a new scout patrol. And you're patrolled, you're grouped into your patrols by virtue of your position, your station within scouting. And then you have like a senior patrol and a mid-range patrol and a greenhorn patrol, maybe. I don't care for that. And you'll notice that we don't model that in Wood Badge. I don't care for that because I think it creates some elitism, and your younger, newer scouts don't get the benefit of learning directly from the older scouts. They don't get something to look up to. Also, you're then putting a brand new scout as patrol leader and expecting them kind of to work the same as the Eagle Scout, who's 17 or 16 over here, who's the patrol leader of his patrol, and kind of holding them to that standard, and that's not fair. So what we do in Wood Badge and what a lot of troops do is they mix it all up. And maybe if you got three patrols and you got three youth Eagle Scouts, you put one of them in each patrol. And if you get three new scouts that come in on back to school night or something like that, then you put them one in each patrol, that sort of thing. Another idea I've heard is a hybrid approach to this. And that is, if you have a big recruitment event and you get, let's say you get 5 or 6 new scouts, then you have them be in their own patrol for maybe the first 3 months or 6 months. And you help them get their sea legs a little bit. And you have a troop guide and an assistant scoutmaster in charge of new scout orientation who helps them learn all the things they need to learn to get started. And then we divide them up and put them into their long-term patrols. So it's an idea. The jury's still out for me, but it's an idea and it intrigues me. So find what works in your troop, but just know that when you're at Wood Badge, you will be divided up into patrols, and quite frankly, these will be some of the best friends that you ever have, as people who were in your bear patrol. And I say this with the last course that I worked on, I got to be the troop guide for the bear patrol, and the bears are awesome, and just got one of them their beads just last night as I'm recording this. So, great group of folks and so much fun, and I get to show up and hang out with them, and I am honored to be kind of an honorary member of their patrol, even though they are most definitely their patrol all by themselves. So you will have a lot of fun, I hope, with the patrols, and hopefully you'll get a chance to be creative, make up a flag and make up songs and all the things that you can do. Maybe you all find matching patches or something like that that you can sew onto the back of your red jackets. Whatever works for you. Oh, they talked about a totem too. You get a totem. Well, what's a totem? A totem is a symbol. Usually it can be a thing that you sit on your desk or something like that, but it's usually a symbol, like what you would have drawn on your flag. And when I went through Wood Badge, we had, as a participant, one of the gentlemen who was in my patrol with me, he just sat around doodling the first night and was like trying to draw a stylized version of our critter. And he came up with one that was very, very simple and very elegant. And it was perfect. We put it on our flag. I carved it into a leather patch and sewed that onto a pennant style flag that I made. And that was our patrol flag. And his son made a metal sign with that drawing carved in, or cut out, used a CNC plasma cutter and cut it out of the metal and whatnot. And I made little leather pocket hanger patches with our totem on it. So that is a super cool thing, just to have a little symbol that you draw up. Some troops I've seen, or patrols or others I've seen, will make a symbol that looks like, a beaver that has everybody in the patrol's first initial in the design. So you might see an M for the teeth and a D for the body or something like that. There's all kind of B for a overturned B for the eyes, that sort of thing. So there's lots of creative things you can do, and that's what your totem is. And that's part of building up that patrol spirit. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully you will enjoy it as much as I did, and it will help build your experience as you go through your Wood Badge career. All right, that closes out session 3 of the pre-course sessions, the patrol method, and I will look forward to session 4 with you next time. Until then, I'm Scouter Kyle, and I will see you on the trail.